Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Yes, good morning everyone. Jennifer Zamparelli here. I am live from Studio 8. This is bananas because I'm never down here. It's normally Tracy Clifford. But I am very excited because I'm a huge fan of these lads. And as Europe enters Eurovision fever season, Wild Youth have promised that Ireland's performance will be big and bold, I think is what you said, which is exactly what we've come to expect from the Dublin band. Now, the boys have been selected, as we all know, to represent us at this year's song contest. Woo-hoo! It's going to be so good. And to take part in the first semi-final is going to be on May the 9th. So we invited them in into Studio 8 for a performance and a bit of a chat. So Connor, David, Ed, Callum, welcome to Studio 8.
Thank you so much for having
us.
It's
great to see you.
Great to be here.
Connor, you've been very vocal of how excited you guys are to represent Ireland on this huge stage. What can we expect on May 9th?
I think what we can expect, or what people can expect, is the way I can only describe it is if we were to have our own like stadium show tomorrow, I think it's how we would do it, but in an arena, if you know that.
Okay. Now, I was reading
within
that
limitations, obviously, because there is another 37 acts playing.
Are you doing some kind of fitness regime? Or I read that you're...
People love this
stuff.
I literally said one thing in about 42 interviews. I said one thing. No, I am. Yeah, I think we all are. But I train with a guy called Craig Lawless, so I'm in nearly every day with him. So
you feel like you need to be in the peak of your health?
I think so. It's quite a big stage as well. So it's like trying to learn to move around a stage that big, but not get out of breath and go flat. And yeah.
Okay. Now, David, I know you're a fan of Eurovision, but did Ed and Colm, did they need any convincing to take part?
I don't know. Did you?
No,
I don't think so.
I think it was a very communal decision as a band. We
like to like potentially, you know, do things that are a bit not mad, but
take a risk.
Unconventional, yeah, and take a risk and go.
And I think everyone when they were growing up watched the Eurovision at one point. I still remember going to parties with my mum and dad and everybody be losing their minds and I didn't know what was going on. You know what I mean? So
it's such a huge
thing.
Stage, a huge platform. Now, you know, you've done huge stages before, Electric Picnic, and I know you've just been announced to headline the Cork LGBT Plus Pride Festival's party at the Port. Amazing. But how is this different?
It's totally different. It's like, we've been, for like the last 4 weeks, we've been doing like all the pre-parties, which is all over Europe. So we've been to like Amsterdam, we've been to Sweden, we've been to London, Barcelona, Madrid, Tel Aviv, doing all these shows. And it's like, when you play shows that we're used to, you go on stage and you're on stage for, even if it's a support, maybe 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Whereas this is like, it's a huge build up. And then it's like, you're on and it's 2 minutes, 50 seconds and you're gone. So there's no warming up. There's no like, it's like you have to be on from the minute you're on. So it is, it's like there's a live audience, but there's also, it's for TV. So like you're taking so much in.
Millions of people watch it too.
Yeah, so, yeah, don't forget about that.
Yeah. So,
and the added pressure that, I don't know if you know this, but we haven't been doing great in the Eurovision.
No. Really?
So it's an insane amount of pressure. So do you feel like in your...
Or it's no pressure.
Or it's no pressure, yeah. But do you feel like you're you can do this now? Like compared to 5 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel like you're ready for that now?
I think so. I mean, all we can do is do our best and give the best that we can give. You know, we're doing everything we feel we can do. You know, we've traveled to every city to do every pre-party. We do every interview. We're working as hard as we possibly can. And we're doing everything we can to give the best performance. So once we do that, it's kind of, it is a public vote. To be honest, I still don't know how the voting system works. I think we've sat down.
Does anybody know 51552? How does the voting work?
I feel like we've sat down with Michael Gealy and he's told us about five times. I'm still like, I've no idea.
You need to find Marty in the building and go sit down with him. Callum, I bet your partner was only delighted you're going to all these pre-parties and doing all the promotion, since you're getting married.
Well, she came to two of them. She came to Amsterdam and London, which is good crack.
Because
she had to get the guest list.
She's listening. Katie, don't listen to Connor. Don't listen to him.
The invites hadn't been sent out. Yeah,
yeah. We still haven't booked the band yet. We haven't done the food taste.
We might be available.
No, I think with it as well, because these pre-parties were so, they're so intense, and you don't realise it.
Why are they intense?
Well, because as Connor says, a lot of time, what we're used to doing is playing on stage for about an hour and a half and maybe doing 20 minutes of, you know, press. Where this way, we're sometimes doing 3 hours of media and press to go on stage for less than 3 minutes. So it can really take it out of you. And you can't have bad days either. You're smiling, you're happy, everything has to be on top form. So I think when we came home, some of us were quite exhausted. So it was good that Katie got to see what was going on, and also took the pressure off the moving the date of the wedding.
Do you have to move the date?
Yes, yeah, so when we had first booked it, it was on the exact date of of the Eurovision, and we were doing the Rose of Tralee at the time. And I remember Con came in. Con came in. We were ready doing the, we were doing the Rose of Tralee at the time, and Connor goes, "Carl, when's your wedding again, mate?" And I just went, like May 12th or something. I went 9th, 12th. He was like,
Not anymore.
I've got some news. So when I said it to Katie, she was just like, I've good news and a bad news. I'm like, we're going for the Euro song. This is unbelievable. Hopefully we win it. Over 2,000 applicants.
Very presumptuous of me to say May 9th.
Yeah, but that was it. It was on top of it. And then she was like, right, so that's the good news. What's the bad news? I was like, it's on the bleeding wedding date, isn't it? Yeah. And she goes, you just better fucking win it.
Yes!
And I was like, right, let's go. Come
on.
Oh
my God, that should be your tagline. She's just coined it. You better win it. Just go and win it now.
Print the t-shirts now.
He's changed his wedding date. I mean, what are the plans after this? I mean, you know, this is going to open you up to a huge audience. Is there a plan for a European tour after that, maybe?
I mean, there's definitely, like, our agent has been calling us, and I think from doing pre-parties, there's people then get in touch and they want to look to do shows in Europe. But we've just kind of said we just want to wholeheartedly just focus on this. We have a bunch of songs we've written over the last year, and there is stuff there that we can do. But at the moment, we just want to solely focus on this. And I think put all our energy into Eurovision, and then once the Eurovision's over, we'll probably take a 5-day holiday, and then we can regroup and decide what we want to do.
A 5-day honeymoon for you, isn't that lovely?
It'll be 5-day invitation planning.
Yeah, see how the Eurovision goes.
Listen, just go and F and win it. I'm so happy you guys are here. Connor, David, Ed, Calm, thank you so much for joining us in Studio 8 this morning. Wild Youth will perform We Are One in the first semi-final on May 9th, with hopes of making the grand final, which is May 13th then. And for the latest information on where you can catch the band live, you can check out Band Wild Youth on Instagram. But anyway, right now, we are wishing you the very best for May 9th, and this is an absolutely brilliant song. Here they are singing live from Studio 8, our Eurovision entry. It's Wild Youth with We Are One. Enjoy.
We take our first breath, and then we exhale. Then we give it all we got until we fail. We get back up again. We take a look around. Oh, life can be a long road, but at least we're not alone. 'Cause we might be different, we might be unique. You might be a leader, I might be a freak. And we might be different, but under the falling sun, tonight we are one. When we go down, we go down, we go down. 'Cause we keep on fighting,
keep on fighting,
turning every storm,
turning every storm.
Oh, life can be a long road,
life can be a long road,
but at least we're not alone,
at least we're not alone.
We might be different, we might be. You might be a leader, I might be a freak. And we might be different, but under the falling sun, When we rise like a song. When we go down, we go down, we go down,
we go down.
When we go down, we go down, we go down,
we go down.
We might be different, we might be unique. You might be a leader, I might be a freak. We might be different, but under the falling sun, tonight we are
Yes, that is Wild Youth with their amazing Eurovision entry. We are one, lads. We wish you the very best of luck and we'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.